Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. The record-breaking heat continues in Indianapolis. Just after 1 p.m., the temperature reached 90 degrees for the 23rd day in a row. With hot temperatures come concerns for student-athletes. Michael Bergeron, who heads the National Institute for Athletic Health and Performance, says better preparedness by coaches could prevent many deaths of young athletes.
Players aren't really encouraged or trained to watch out for each other and to know the signs and symptoms when somebody's in trouble. You hear all the time in these testimonies, when there's a death, the other players are saying, well, he didn't look quite right. Well, they need to see that and report that.
Conditions for the rest of the week in Indianapolis should be more temperate. Funeral arrangements have been set in Indiana for an Oklahoma National Guardsman killed in Afghanistan. The funeral of 22-year-old Private First Class Augustus Vicari will be held tomorrow in Lowell, Indiana. The military says Vicari and another soldier were killed during a dismounted patrol on July 29th. The annual Traders Point Hunt Charity Horse Show will get underway tomorrow. Ann Dara, Horse Show Committee member, says the Horse Show and Grand Prix bring many talented riders to Indianapolis.
Some of these riders have trained for years. As a matter of fact, we're going to have several Olympic riders there. One of them is going to be Margie Ingalls, and she's a crowd favorite.
The event unites people who love horses with others who want to help ailing children. Since 2006, more than $180,000 have been donated to Riley Hospital for Children. A rivalry is born for the second consecutive year. The title of the Indiana State Fair World's Largest Male Hog came down to Tickle Me Elmo and Reggie. This year, Reggie won. Right now, mostly cloudy, 91 degrees for WFYI News.